Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel advocates for life at the White House. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, there has been a huge change from 2017 versus before. Liberty Counsel would not have been invited to advocate for life at the White House, but there is a new sheriff in town, if you will, and the president, Donald Trump, and the vice president, Mike Pence. And so the vice president, Mike Pence, invited Liberty Counsel and several other organizations to meet with him at the White House to discuss concerns and suggestions for protecting unborn life in the new GOP health care plan. Matt, this is a significant change, and we're very appreciative that we have this opportunity. Of course, Liberty Counsel has an office one block from the Capitol, and we were right there at the table with the vice president, and of course, our director of public policy in Washington, D.C. is Jonathan Alexander, and he was there representing Liberty Counsel and Standing for Life.
Yeah, and what a young rock star, if you will, Jonathan is, a graduate of Liberty University School of Law, is just doing an amazing job working with Liberty Counsel Action, working with Liberty Counsel, and they're on the Hill advocating the positions that Liberty Counsel takes, certainly in defense of life, of family, of religious liberty. And boy, what a difference an election makes, Matt. I mean, just a year ago at this time, you might have had NARAL and Planned Parenthood and the Southern Poverty Law Center and extremist left-wing pro-abort groups sitting around that very same table. But roles have been reversed, and the White House's position on life has done a complete 180 here. And so what an honor it is to have Liberty Counsel represented right there in the White House, standing firm for life.
And this is a tweet from Vice President Mike Pence, and it says, "Grateful to host pro-life leaders today and reaffirm at POTUS, the President of the United States, Trump's commitment to the sanctity of life in the Obamacare repeal and replace plan." And he actually included a picture of the table where the vice president was at one end and the people were seated around him. Jonathan Alexander was one seat away from the vice president and was able to interact with him. The meeting went over an hour, and it was focused on listening to any concerns or suggestions that these pro-life leaders had with regarding the repeal and or replacement of Obamacare to make sure that life is protected all the way through this process. And the vice president reiterated his and President Trump's strong commitment to the sanctity of human life. This is a huge welcome. It's so different because when President Obama was president of the United States for two terms, he was by far the most pro-abortion president in the history of America. There's never been any leader that pro-abortion as President Obama. When he was senator at the state level in Illinois, it was President Obama, then State Senator Obama, who was responsible not once, not twice, but three times to block the Born Alive Infant Protection Law. And that was there because Christ Hospital, you think it might be a Christian hospital. No, it has Christ in its name, but certainly not Christ in its practice. It is part of the same denomination of Jeremiah Wright's church that was part of NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League. And they had babies born in Christ Hospital that they were leaving them to die. And they ended up creating, the nurses ended up creating a comfort room to comfort these little babies who otherwise were fine, but the parents didn't want them. They wanted to have them aborted. Maybe they had some kind of Down syndrome or whatever it might be, and they didn't want them. And these little babies died. And the nurse there, Jill Stanek, proposed the Born of Life Infant Protection Act three times at the Illinois legislative process. And three times, Senator Obama was on the committee and blocked that law. In other words, Not abortion. We're talking about blocking a law that would protect children who were born alive.
Once they're born alive, it says that the proper measures have to be taken in order to try to save the baby, just like any other human being who is, you know, in the hospital. And Obama was the only, we need to add here, senator. That's how radical he was, even among a very liberal legislature there in Illinois, a very liberal state. He was the only one that stood against this. In other words, he advocated affirmatively, not just for abortion, which is murder, but we're talking post-abortion, once the baby's born alive, murder through omission, letting the child bleed out or die or suffocate. Or I mean, it's just appalling, but this is that president. And boy, have times changed. You listen to President Trump now. He sounds like the most pro-life president we've ever had. I mean, I've never heard a president use the kind of direct language he does. And when he debated Hillary Clinton, describing it as ripping this baby out of the mother's womb. I mean, that's very strong language. It happens to be true, but you don't typically hear a president use that kind of direct, truthful language.
And he chose a very pro-life vice president, Mike Pence. And so he gets inaugurated January 20, 2 months later. Even less than 2 months after the inauguration, we're invited to the White House. Liberty Counsel and several other pro-life organizations invited to the White House to meet the vice president to listen to our concerns about the sanctity of human life in the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. You can't orchestrate that. That's a night and day 180 degree shift in the administration from what it was just a few months ago under a Barack Obama. So Liberty Counsel has a seat at the table, if you will, and certainly literally at this time, a seat at the table there with the vice president, who was reaffirming President Trump's strong commitment to the sanctity of human life.
And I know one of the topics that came up, of course, President Obama was very careful to include an abortion mandate and contraceptive mandate, which, you know, clearly violates religious liberty and the free exercise of religions, particularly with Catholic groups and Christian organizations, the Little Sisters of the Poor, you recall, the Hobby Lobby case. So for years after Obamacare, all of this stuff, the cost of to taxpayers and millions of dollars, we're having to fight just to defend religious liberty. Now we have a president who affirms religious liberty, and when they repeal Obamacare, and I believe they will, of course, that horrible unconstitutional mandate will go out with it.
Yeah, and you know, I have during the last 8 years spoken around the country about how no nation had ever conscripted its citizens to force them to participate in human genocide until the United States of America did under this Obamacare abortion mandate, forcing Little Sisters of the Poor, forcing individuals to literally fund the destruction and murder of innocent human life. And that's what Obamacare mandate does and has done in the past. Now this is going to be repealed. And they're looking for support and insight and listening to concerns of pro-lifers to make sure that life is protected. And it's not just in the repeal and whatever replacement it might be, but it's also down the road, we wanted to fund Planned Parenthood. There's no reason why we should be using any taxpayer dollars at all to fund this abortion industry.
It's unconscionable that we do. Yeah, it's unbelievable that we have to be complicit through our hard-earned money in abortion homicide to the tune of $500 million a year. A billion with a B. That's how much Planned Parenthood gets every year in taxpayer funding.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then, of course, beyond that, we have the opportunity in this next 4 years to overturn Roe versus Wade. Got a new justice that's replacing Scalia, and that will just keep the status quo. It's not going to change the 5-4 decision, but there is good information that's coming out that there will be another vacancy at the United States Supreme Court with one of the justices who has voted the wrong way on abortion will step down. We may be in another confirmation hearing in the fall of 2017, meaning we could have two new justices at the United States Supreme Court in the 2017-2018 term. And that means if those two people vote consistent with the Constitution, the next case on abortion could ultimately be the demise of Roe versus Wade and the return to the sanctity of human life, which will unfortunately not make life across the board protected. It will just put it back to the states, and there'll be a few states in which there's going to be some continued battles going on. But it will be a huge sea change. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. We're there to protect human life and advance it. And go to Liberty Counsel's website to support this ministry, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.